Since March, nearly 700 people in central Illinois have been hospitalized for COVID-19 across Memorial Health System's 5 hospitals. Of those, 120 have died. That's according to a public database released by Memorial this week. Hospital leaders are now concerned about the rise in positivity rate for coronavirus testing. After hovering in the single digits for months, now almost 30% of COVID-19 tests conducted by Memorial Health System are coming back positive. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Decatur Memorial Hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. Ted Clark, to learn more about how the hospital has been faring throughout the pandemic.
In the spring, we did our shelter in place in Illinois, and it really pressed our caseload in our region down to very, very low. And we bent the curve tremendously during that time period. And so in this region, during the summer, we enjoyed relatively low caseloads. In the South, in the summer, particularly after the 4th of July, those states in the South were loosening restrictions at a much more rapid pace. So in the South, you saw a major surge in the summer. We in the Midwest and in this region, I think we're probably a little more careful with the reopening. And so we didn't really experience, we had a little bump in the summer, but not too bad. And now in the fall, as we've continued to open, as we've had a few major holidays that people have gotten together for, people are having that COVID-19 fatigue and also kids going back to school. What we have now is our surge. So I think we had something like this conversation back in the spring and early summer where we said, you know, this really isn't a national epidemic. This is thousands of local epidemics. Mm-hmm. And each region, each locality is going to have a different timeline for this. But this is certainly, what we've experienced over the last several weeks, month, and going forward, probably for the next two, maybe 3 months, this is our surge. This is our battle against COVID-19.
I wonder, does it concern you that this surge is happening at this point in the pandemic where, as you mentioned, people may feel like they're getting tired of taking these precautions seriously, when in fact, this is the time where it might be more important than ever for people in our part of the country, our part of central Illinois, to take this stuff seriously?
Yeah, and you know, there's plenty of metaphors out there, but I feel like we've been running the COVID marathon for about 18 miles now, and now we're being asked to sprint for the last 8. that's one metaphor. Is everybody's tired. We've been doing this for a while, like you said, and now we're being asked to double down on those precautions. And the workers in the hospitals, all the workers in the hospitals are being asked to do more, pick up more shifts, be more and more mindful of personal protective equipment and ways that we can protect ourselves and protect our patients. So, yeah, I mean, I think at the beginning, when you've got all that enthusiasm and hearts for healthcare and everybody's cheering the hospitals on, a lot of people felt a surge from that, a surge of energy. But it's a little tougher at this point to get that back. And then, shifting it over to the public, not to get into the political aspects of it, but just the general fatigue and the feeling of being over this. But what I would argue is right now, we know a lot more about this illness that we knew in the spring. But what I would argue to the local public and the regional public is this is our time. This is our time to apply the things that we've learned. We learned a lot from what happened in the cities. We learned a lot from what happened in other regions. We know what works. And this is our time to bend the curve. This is our time to stop this surge. And you've seen the public data that we're putting out there. If we don't get this under control, there's a very good chance we could overwhelm our local and regional healthcare services.
That's Dr. Ted Clark with Decatur Memorial Hospital speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.